following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Wednesday. That means a Husker lunch live from Cunningham's Journal, getting ready for Northwestern Saturday at 2:30 on ABC. And, of course, you can watch it right here at Cunningham's Journal, where they have happy hour and weekend specials from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. for your college and NFL, and now throw in Major League Baseball playoffs. And, of course, the World Series getting going next week. A lot of excitement just around the corner when it comes to that. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, hands for the next hour. Then Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be on hand to talk Husker football. What was going on in the bye week? What was up with this players-only meeting? Wasn't much of anything. Maybe you watched a Big Red wrap-up last night and caught a little bit of what was being broke down. They kind of broke down the first half of the season, and that's what everybody wants to do. The bye week came at the perfect time to kill some time, no matter if you're radio, no matter if you're TV, no matter if you are newspaper or online. It was the halfway point. A lot of people graded the team through the halfway point.
Including the team itself, which I think probably has a lot to do with that players-only meeting. It's a good opportunity for them to talk about where they are, where they want to be, and still their major goals that they would like to meet in this, for Nebraska's football team. Those goals are still out there for them.
Well, also on the program today, we're going to talk a little volleyball. UNK just had a little quick trip down the road yesterday, took care of business in about 38 minutes. We'll get the official time on that, then got back on a bus and came home. We'll talk with Rick Squires. Alan Van Cura, Hastings St. Cecilia volleyball coach, is going to join us as well. They had a huge night last night, beating Columbus Scotus and Lincoln Lutheran. In fact, Randy, last night, Columbus Scotus lost both matches. And they're trying to find out the last time Columbus Scotus lost two matches either in a row or in the same day.
Well, it's been a long time. It's got to be. You know, they went many years. They didn't lose two matches in a year, let alone losing two in a day.
And the one thing, of course, if you're at Hastings, that tells you, you know what, St. Cecilia got beat by Scotus in the conference tournament championship just a week and a half ago. Now St. Cecilia looks like they should be, and they are, number one, but now that really kind of solidifies things. On the other side of things, Kearney Catholic and Columbus Scotus, everybody thinks that they're going to meet in the championship game in C1. Scotus stubs their toe. That just doesn't happen. It never happens.
No, it does make C1 a little bit more interesting. And C2, again, I think one of the things that works in St. Cecilia's benefit is they play in such a tough conference. They play Scotus so many times in the course of the year. You really get tested when you play those good teams, and it makes really what you want. You want to be hot when you come to district play, sub-district play, and then into state. Everything takes care of itself from that point on. And the way that you get hot is you have to be battle-tested throughout the course of the year.
also on the show today, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, and then, of course, Sean Callahan will join us at the end of the program. It is the final week of the regular season in high school football.
It doesn't seem right.
That's 9 weeks. When you start with the week zero, you go through week eight. I really believe it was 100-degree temperatures getting ready for a football. But tomorrow night, Friday night, high school ball. We've got state cross country coming up on Friday. So we're turning the corner as we start thinking about winter practices.
And it was 100 degrees, I think, a month ago. I mean, it just seems like such a strange period that we are wrapping up the regular season and everything's going to be all straightened out. Come about noon on Saturday, we'll know playoff times, seedings, who's in, who's out, where they're playing, and all that. It boggles my mind.
Well, we will be talking more about that as the program continues. But right now, it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charterwest National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney today. A lot going on. And going to Missouri, turning around, going back to Missouri on Friday for weekend games, and then back home next week to take on Fort Hays State. Here's what happens, Randy. This has kind of become a tradition on the Doug and Daddy Show. Every time the Lopers, or any time, because it's like SCOTUS, it just doesn't happen. When the Lopers drop a couple of games, we bring in Coach Rick Squires to ask him about his job status, and here he is again, falling from number one to number five in the country.
So
morning, Coach.
You nervous?
Oh, there we go.
My job status is out.
we don't like to lose, period, but thankfully it's a rare occurrence, but on the other hand, we played a couple of good opponents there, obviously going up to Wayne in a really tough and a little disappointing that we just didn't handle the environment very well. I mean, we got off to a good start. We thought that might settle us down, but once Wayne got some momentum going, it just became a different place, and we didn't respond well to that. And then, I thought we played pretty well in a loss to Truman. I mean, we dug almost 30 balls a set, and did a lot of things well. We only had two service errors on the night. Unfortunately, they were both untimely in a couple of sets that we lost by 2 points down the stretch. But, as a whole, I think you had to go back and look at the video on that one and realize that, we really just didn't play a bad volleyball match. Truman came to play. They're a good team. They're going to beat a lot of other teams this year. And so there it was. We dropped a couple, and thankfully we were able to get back on the winning track against Lindenwood. And hopefully we've got a little more after last night's win at Missouri Western.
You talked about not really up at Wayne. As a result of that, you drop from one to five rankings, the odds that you might host a regional ranking, that has gone down a little bit. So now you're going to be faced with maybe playing at a hostile environment once the regional tournament rolls around. What are your thoughts about how to prepare the girls for that possibility?
Well, I mean, I think at this stage, when we look at our region and the fact that some very, very good teams are not even in the tournament, we've still got our work cut out for us just to be one of the eight, and the margin is just razor thin. I mean, we're looking at, in the MO, I guess we can hope for four teams, but it's probably more realistic to feel safe if you're in the top three. And we still have a match at Washburn. We still got to play Central. We've got our work cut out for us to be in the top three in the MIAA. So where we play is secondary to the fact of getting in the tournament right now. And I think whichever eight teams, first of all, are going to be happy to be there. And then second of all, they're going to realize anything can happen. I mean, whether you're an eight seed, a two seed, a one seed, it's going to be a premier Division II volleyball event, maybe better than any elite I can remember.
We're talking with Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK. They did get the win last night in straight sets down at Missouri Western State. I kind of mentioned on Thursday after the Wayne State match, just following up on Randy's question, I said, Wayne's all giddy, and of course my friends at Wayne, the emails were already rolling in. I said, well, that one time a year that they beat UNK and something, that's usually when I get the. But I kind of offhanded said, all you did was weaken the nation today. That I would think would want to play a regional at UNK or at Wayne. And they're not going to roll over and let you win. But just bigger picture, can you still host that regional? Will you have to get some losses from those Minnesota teams? You got to run the table. I mean, just for the fans out there, even if you run the table, what would it look like?
Well, I guess I would like to think if Sure. I mean, if we run the table, that means we're probably going to have to beat Washburn a couple of times. He's in the top five. We're probably going to have to beat, well, obviously we'll have to beat Central Missouri. And we would have as good argument as anyone. I mean, I know the Northern Sun has some outstanding teams, and we're having a conference tournament as well this year. So it's likely that regardless of who comes out on top in the Northern Sun, they might pick up a loss or two along the way. So there's just so much volleyball to be played, and a lot of it between top five, top ten teams that, you know, all we can really do, Shay, is just go play them, try to get better, and we've still got a lot of things as volleyball team that we hope we can do a little bit better down the stretch. So if we're playing for something important in the first and second week of November, then that's where we want to be.
You haven't played at all those really good teams. They haven't played at their place yet. But do you have a sense of the MIAA, just how the fans follow? And because we know what great environment it is when you guys are at home. What's it like when you guys are on the road? Are the fans in the MIAA as excited about volleyball as they are here in Kearney?
Well, I think that we're still the standard when it comes to that. I mean, at least as far as the places we've been so far. I know that it's a little bit like the RMAC in that our home environment is still the very best in Division II, but yet we are still a good draw for a lot of the opponents, so that when we play at their place, that's the biggest crowd they'll have all year. So sometimes we get a little bit of a skewed perspective because they don't always draw like that. For example, I know Wayne draws very well. They're one of the top drawing programs in the country in Division II, but the top two attendance figures that they've had, which are records for them, are both UNK matches. So, I think we'll see, I guess, when we go to Washburn. I've seen Central Missouri. You know, you see some of these places on film, and they are not the Health and Sports Center. They do not put 1,000 fans in the gym. So will they still be tough places to play? No question. But we still have something very special here at UNK.
Did you catch any good heckling while you were at Wayne?
No, I didn't hear anything specifically. I always say this. I always think it's kind of humorous or clever, or every now and then, you know, sometimes the fans will say something to the players while they're on the court, and you know, I might even crack a smile every now and then, but when the bullseye gets on my back, it's not quite as funny. And that does happen from time to time. I don't like to hear things that start with Coach Squires or Rick or anything like that.
You ever thought about getting a target on your back when you go to a place right, like that?
Right.
Rick Squires is with us here for another couple minutes. He's got some places to be to as well today. What is Bolivar, Missouri? This is going to be the second time you're going there. Is this going to be something that we get accustomed to, a meeting place for two more games? You played the cross over there a couple of weekends ago.
I think it's mostly coincidental this year. I mean, they happen to be hosting a crossover event on a weekend that we had off, and there really wasn't a whole lot else out there. I think Washburn had one, but it was full, and we tried to host one, but then the North Central schools went ahead and scheduled conference play that weekend, and I think that was the original intention. So we ended up at Bolivar, and you know, we happen to be year they'll be home, and then they called and asked about us picking up a non-conference with Alabama Huntsville, who wanted to come in and get two matches. And we thought, well, it's a road trip where maybe we could squeeze that in. I mean, we're down in that area to travel between the two schools too far, and so we'll get three matches and maybe be able to play some folks. I guess we'll see how it goes. And so it worked out this year that we're playing seven matches in Bolivar, Missouri, or I guess it's six. But it probably won't be a regular thing.
And it's kind of interesting looking at your schedule. You got this weekend where you're going to be down Bolivar, and then after that, you got a pretty good stretch of home against some pretty good opponents.
Yeah, I was just looking at that, and you know, after this weekend, first of all, we're only going to have seven regular season matches left, so it really is down the stretch. But five of those are at home, and we know that with us playing well in the Health and Sports Center and the great support we get here, that anytime we can be in the running for something or playing mathematically for a chance at a conference championship or getting into the NCAA tournament or something like that, you've got five out of your last seven at home, then you like your chances.
Well, just another minute here with Rick Squires, ball coach. Every time we've talked this fall, we've been talking about the kids have been coming along, been making progress, but it seems like the kids that you wanted to be a mainstay, the Katie Sokolowskis, the Jenna Rosés, the Ariel Kolakowskis, who are all from the Tri-Cities, by the way, they have really, I'm seeing their names at the top every time you guys are playing right now.
Well, no question. We needed Jenna Rosé to have a senior setter kind of year, and I think for the most part she's done that, and she's really been a factor at the net this year. I think opposing teams really fear her when she's in the front row because she can get you some kills and blocks well, and that helps her setting as well. And then obviously Katie moving to the middle for us, filling the shoes of Haley Lake, and statistically she's done just about everything that Haley did last year, so that's been important. And then Ariel on the outside. So, we needed our seniors to be a steady force for us, and I think they've done that on a regular basis. Abby Sheets is another one who doesn't play a whole lot, but brings it every day in practice. She's got a great attitude, and she knows the game. She can help people from the bench. And then some of our younger players have developed well. Somebody like MJ Massonet and Aaron Seeley, who comes in and serves, Molly O'Brien, things like that. We didn't mention Kaylee Anderson, who's had a good year for us. So we need to keep getting better, and I think at this stage of the game, you always like to see in your team or in your arsenal, and so we're still trying to maybe develop a few things that down the stretch we're not going to throw at somebody that they haven't seen.
Not only is your season kind of wrapping up, the high school season's wrapping up, and I know you're limited in what you can say in terms of recruiting, but Nebraska has good area for recruiting Division I and Division II. I know you're limited in what you can say, but can you kind of talk in generalities of how recruiting is looking this year?
We're really excited about the upcoming signing date, which begins November 14th, and I think we're going to sign 5 players from the 2013 class. Four of those are from Nebraska, and some flavor in there. So, we're pleased about it. We've got good size coming, and it's one of the better classes that we're going to be able to talk about, obviously, when we're allowed to do so. So it's something that we've been working on for over a year, and when November 14th gets here, we've got some names on the dotted line we look forward to talking about.
Folks, that's all I want to tell you. He's smiling about some of those kids.
Program that was ranked number one for the last month. Rick, I know you got to get going, so we'll luck this weekend.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rick. Thank you.
The team is back home on Tuesday to take that on your calendar as well. Loper head volleyball coach Rick Squires. A couple of other things. Basketball began this week. Practice began on Monday. The men and women will have their Again, don't forget, UNK men play at the Florida Gators, the University of Florida, where that's the tie in there. Billy Donovan, those Florida Gators, that's coming up on first for the women. Also, or for the men, and the women's basketball team take on the Huskers November 4th and UNO November 7th. So Nebraska November 4th and Division I UNO November 7th is what's coming up for the women and the men at the Florida Gators on November the 1st. K Sporting News. They have swept the MIAA Cross Country Athlete of the Week Awards. Harris both won the Hastings invite last week, so they are the MIAA players or runners of the week in this case. Also, the football team will be home 11 a.m. early getting breakfast at Foster Field for Southwest Baptist coming in. And we talked with Coach Morris, as we do every Tuesday. You can always check that out on the podcast. Also, we told you earlier in the week about Jake Spitzelberger, the former Loper quarterback, named the MVP for the annual German Bowl.
Score was just, that was 56-53. Wow. I like a defensive game, but that would have been fun to go to.
52 touchdowns and ran for 35 in 15 games this year over in Germany.
I'd say the offenses are ahead of the defenses over there in Germany.
The soccer team was able to win in double overtime on a Saturday, and they tied and won over the weekend, so they will be at Lindenwood. And we talked about the volleyball team and a host of former UNK men's basketball greats. We talked this last week on the show. They're visiting the Health and Sports Center this Friday to take on the current Loper team in an alumni exhibition game getting underway at 8 o'clock. It's part of alumni weekend festivities planned for Friday and Saturday. And you've got folks all the way from the class of 83 to the class of 2008. Dusty Jura is going to be from Les Adelung to Dusty Jura and everybody in between going to be on hand on Friday. You can find out more at lopers.com. And that is our Loper link brought to you by Charter West National Bank Kearney. They offer all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans. See Russ Smith at Charter. Coming up next, we're going to head to Hastings St. Cecilia for a brief chat with Coach Van Cura, then Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Sean Callahan will join us here for our Husker lunch at Cunningham's Journey. Down. Enjoy some great lunch here. Wings are always the special on Wednesday, but the choose from maybe a burger and a domestic draft for only $6.49 today. Check it out here at Cunningham's. And a special guest on the show tomorrow will tell you about that after this timeout.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. There are so many reasons to show somebody you care. Birthdays, thank yous, or how about just because? I know I do that, and it pays off. My wife is never happier when I just say I sent flowers because. Send a beautiful bouquet right now of multicolored roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, backed by their 100% smile guarantee. For those passionate about flowers and obsessed with delivery and a smile every time, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. They've got an amazing offer for my listeners. Order one dozen multicolored roses and get an extra dozen and a glass vase for free. That's 24 roses and a vase for just $29.99. Twice as many flowers for one low price. For birthdays or just because. Order this limited time offer today. To get this and other great offers, go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
How much?
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at Auto Tech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. Auto Tech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprised? Now you can take your vehicle to Auto Tech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
You won't want to miss what's now showing on the big screen at Hastings Museum.
Meerkats hang out with Clinky and her family as they take on life in the Kalahari Desert. See them as never before in the 3D movie from National Geographic.
Welcome to Nevada's Valley of Speed, home of the legendary Reno Air Races. The ultimate air show experience. Air Racers 3D. Narrated by Paul Walker.
Now showing at Hastings Museum. Visit hastingsmuseum.org. Life up close.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
This holiday, make laughter.
Oh, baby. Oh, my.
Make goosebumps.
Her first Christmas. This is so cute.
Make memories. Make holiday magic at Zazzle.com. At Zazzle, a few simple clicks is all it takes to make a gift just for them. From playing cards to posters, iPhone covers to throw pillows, there's something for everyone on your list. Choose your gift and then customize with colors, photos, art, messages, and more. Visit Zazzle.com today and save 15% plus get free shipping when you enter code HOLIDAYMAGIC.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Cunningham's for our weekly Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan will be joining us at 12 noon to answer all your questions as we're here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We take it on the road every Wednesday. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram can also help get you on the road. All you got to do is stop by and see the great gang, Andy, Ryan, all the sales staff. Maybe you just need a little work done on your car, truck, or SUV. They're going to take care of all your maintenance needs as well. You need a tune-up, you need an oil change, in and out with the Mopar Quick Lube in less than 30 minutes, and you don't even need an appointment. You got an extended lunch maybe, in out first thing in the morning before you go to work, in, out, after work, in, out. They're going to take care of you. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Find daily and weekly specials on their Facebook page and anything you could possibly want to know. Every piece of inventory on their lot. You can fill out financing forms and you can get ready for that next purchase at thinkmidway.com. Think Midway, it's a better way. Well, every once in a while, you just kind of are interested in seeing what happens the night before, or you go into a Friday night of football, you're going, I can't wait, I can't be at this game, but I want to see what's going on with this game. Well, that was kind of the case last night, and Hastings St. Cecilia maybe had one of the nights of the season, if not their best night, defeating both Lincoln Lutheran and Columbus Scotus their home court. And the head coach of the Hawkettes, Alan Van Cura, joins Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations, and I guess first off, was last night the best you played this season?
Well, I think it probably was. Yeah, it was just a huge night for us against two quality teams, and we started off a little bit slow against Scotus, and somehow, though, we found a way to regroup and, you know, win the second game, and then managed to come back from behind in the third game and pull it off. So it was just, quite an accomplishment for our kids, and really a big confidence booster, because it's not often that, you know, you can beat a team like Scotus. In fact, in my 38 years, I think that's only the second time we've defeated them.
Coach, you mentioned that being a real confidence booster. Talk a little bit, elaborate on that a little bit more. I know you lost to them early in the year, played them pretty tight, but you take a look at who you played, and your three losses are to teams that have a combined six losses on the year. Two of those six losses that they've had have been to your team. You've been able to, you've had this season. How important is it to kind of have that good feeling heading into the last season?
Well, I think it's very important. As you mentioned, we've been able to avenge two of those losses to Scotus and Lincoln Christian. I think this group has probably improved more than any group I've had since the beginning of the season, because the first night we had a triangular with Lincoln Christian and Central Catholic, and even though we went 1-1, I didn't think we played very well, and we had a lot of things to work on and fix, and you know, week by week we've just gotten better, and that's been our goal, and our schedule's been brutal. If you look at our schedule, the number of teams that we played that are at least 500 or better, what these kids have accomplished is really remarkable, and as we progressed through the season and we won the big games, it's really boosted their confidence. And this is something we had talked about at the beginning of the season with our schedule, that if we wanted to be in the hunt for, say, a wild card spot, we had to be able to beat some of these teams. Not all of them necessarily, but we had to beat some. And I think this team has probably exceeded what I thought they could do.
We're talking here with Alan Van Cura, Hall of Fame coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, one of the winningest coaches, of course, in state volleyball history. You talked about the opening night not being that pretty. You went deep into the state tournament. You were preseason ranked number one. Was there a little pressure on these kids to start the season?
Well, I think there was, obviously. The kids put high expectations on themselves as well as, the media. And, that's hard for, kids that are 15, 16, 17 years old to be able to live up to all the time. So, yeah, there were some, pressure moments for those kids. But I think that as the season has progressed and they found that, hey, we can compete with these teams, we're doing all right. So I think, they've responded in a positive way and developed that confidence, which is necessary. And hopefully that's going to be a big boost for us down the stretch here as we close our regular season and head into postseason.
Alan, is there a specific spot you can talk about where the girls have made the most improvement?
Well, I think our defense has gotten a lot better since the opening night. We were digging a lot of balls last night. And, that last rally with Scotus, the very last point, it kind of ended on a unique play where it was just a reverse bump over the net and just found a hole in the donut, just barely cleared the net and just kind of took everybody by surprise. But it was a long rally. And, I think our defense has improved immensely since the beginning of the year, because I wasn't really, impressed with our defense the first night of that triangular. And we've had to make some changes. We lost Chanel Farmer midway through the season to surgery. This was just the injury from basketball that had never healed sufficiently, and she had to have surgery. So we've had to make some changes in personnel, and the kids have adjusted to those roles. And, I think, we're gradually just getting better and better, and that's what you want to do at this time of the season.
Alan, you mentioned that we mentioned that this is like the last week of the regular season, which means pretty much that for the sub districts, probably, well, you'll be the one seed in your sub district, Blue Hill probably the number two seed, and you got Wood River on the other side of the bracket. How do you kind of see your sub district and then have if you can make it into the district final?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't sure, you know, how the strength of our district would be. But, you know, after seeing teams play and playing some of these teams, you know, Blue Hill has got a very nice team. They won their conference tournament just the other day. You know, we played them early. You know, we had to play well to beat them, and it was down on their court, and it was also at a time when the bus tragedy had happened. So, you know, you don't really know how their kids were mentally for that, but they've got a very nice team. Wood River gave us everything we could handle in our tournament on our court. We actually lost the first game and had to come back to beat them in three. So, I mean, there's two teams right there that are very good. Wood River is ranked very high. They're also high in the wild card points, and Blue Hill's been ranked. So, I mean, our district is turning out to be, you know, a very tough district. So we're going to have to play well to get through it.
Well, Alan, we'll let you get back to finishing lunch and back to the kids here. And the best of the day. We wish you the best of luck. And thanks for giving us a few minutes on the show this morning.
Thank you very much.
Alan Van Cura, one of the great coaches in Nebraska, regardless of sports. And, you know, once he does retire and once he step aside, he's going to be interested to talk to Alan, because St. Cecilia was the volleyball program when girls sports began. I mean, he's been their only coach. And then they went where they were just trying to stay competitive in all the years where no matter how good is the number one team, either Central Catholic or SCOTUS, or you can pick even lately here when Minden was in the fray, or Kearney Catholic, they were running. They could have been the second best team in the state, and they were always the best team in the state, at least according to the rankings. And now this team is again back in the tournament fold the last handful of years.
You mentioned that when the sport started, my sister was a pretty volleyball player, played for Republican Valley, and they've had a tremendous amount of success. It was a finally beat St. Cecilia, because my sister's volleyball career and her three seasons that she was a starter all came to an end when they played St. Cecilia. They've been a tremendous program all the way through, and just how many seasons were ended? Did they end other people's seasons through the course of the years? And they've just been one of the outstanding programs. When you beat St. Cecilia, you've done something.
We are here at General Lofton Courtyard. We've been blown in, and we hope you'll blow in today for a Husker lunch. Great lunch with Sean Callahan on hand from 12 to 1. Before we go talk high school football around the corner, you know, Irish Ken, he's always out, loves his school volleyball, and he loves his Notre Dame Fighting Irish. But he makes a point here. He was online reading Columbus Telegram, I believe it is, their online edition. He says, SCOTUS had a starting out with a sore knee. Coach Peterson talking about the team's inconsistent play, which has been a problem all year. Irish Ken says, as you know, the hallmark of SCOTUS teams over the years is error-free volleyball. And there's no way I'm writing this volleyball team off. That's from Irish Ken. No way I'm writing this.
No, I mean, I certainly think that anybody that's following SCOTUS knows that as hard as it is to put them on the mat, it's a lot harder to keep them down there.
And the season for St. Cecilia. Tuesday, they travel to Twin River, where they take on Twin River and St. Paul. Should be two more victories for Hastings St. Cecilia, which means they will go 26-3 postseason. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep.
Quality, sensitive dental care with an eye towards convenience is how our MetalArc Dental Team views its mission. This is Dr. Michael Bryson. One of the things we're most proud of is that one of our core values is to listen to you. We listen when it comes to treatment options, and we listened when patients told us their lives were busier than ever, and sometimes dental appointments didn't fit in. Make no mistake, another core value is that we never want you to forego dental care because of lack of time. Now here's the newest member of our team, Dr. Cole Kugler.
Just as Dr. Bryson said, we listen to patients, and we listen to busy moms who tell us they need us to provide more flexible office hours. We understand that school activities, soccer practice, and football games can put dental visits on the back burner, but we're here to accommodate your busy schedules and keep your family on a lifelong path to good dental habits. On that, the MetalArc Dental Team is happy to lend an assist.
Log on to MetalArcDental.com. You can even request an appointment online. MetalArc Dental, now preferred by both MetLife and Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Enjoy your pleas and wings, guys.
Thanks. Oh, we didn't always watch football here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Ready for the big game?
We can't wait.
Hey, have you guys ever watched football on a vintage TV?
Huh?
19 inches, black and white. You can feel the raw emotion. Textbook German expressionism.
Oh, awesome.
Protect the football. Watch every game here. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Cunningham's Journal. Don't forget to vote on our poll question. Which injured Ravens defender is most important to the team? You've got Ladarius Webb, Terrell Suggs, Haloti Ngata, and Ray Lewis that are all out. Well, that's an easy one, isn't it?
Oh, it's a no-brainer, though.
And so you can vote on that one, although there are points for the other
one. Oh, sure. Quality players out there. You know, Ngata, the great pressure he brings up right up the middle, run stop. But come on, Ray Lewis, just his ability to give a speech with his helmet, kick it off. That's worth a point and a half every game.
And also last night, the disaster, Louisiana Lafayette letting North Texas come back.
I missed that one. I'm sorry. I was watching a little baseball.
No.
Actually, I wasn't watching baseball. I'll fess
up. We know what you were watching.
I can't. Well, actually, right now, I can't watch in the morning. I just am. I'm in denial.
Cincinnati Reds. Come on. That's too bad. Don't forget both games, both playoff games. The doubleheader begins with our 2:30 pregame and then play this afternoon with Giants Cardinals. That's game three, even at a game apiece. And then it'll be followed by the Yankees taking on Detroit. Yankees go with CC Sabathia last night. I mean, if you're going to put all your money on Justin Verlander, I think you got to do it with Sabathia tonight. Our poll question yesterday basically was right down the middle. What was more true about Monday night's game? The Chargers lost it or the Broncos won it? I voted for the Broncos winning it and instead the Chargers losing it. 3-47%, just a couple of votes in there is what made the swing.
Well, again, I think the reason that the Chargers were ahead because the Broncos shot themselves in the foot a couple of times when they stopped doing that and started moving the ball. I think Broncos won it versus the Chargers losing it.
And they're on a bye week, and it's time for some maintenance. It's time to fix some things up. I think the gang at team them out. It's like you get rid of one bad apple and then you bring in the winner. And we'll see what they do.
Yeah, you got to tighten things down, no doubt.
If unexpected maintenance and repairs on your electric pivot system are getting you down, and if you're wondering if there's another choice, well, how about Tele-Alaska? Because their choice was simple. They own 8 hydrostatically powered TNL systems and say they have a lot of confidence in their TNLs and have had through the years. So if they're good enough for the Oshners 8 times over, they're discover the difference at TNL, just like the Oshners did. See your local TNL dealer or visit TNL's website at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven tech that works.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
And we welcome in from the worldwide headquarters in Central Bob Jensen, as we have 2 nights of high school football. We always have 2 nights, but you 3 or 4 Metro games. It's a lot different this week, and we joke and we say it's here, but there are some good games, and there were some good games last week, and I guess, Bob, let's start there. Probably we're going to say the same school was in the most shocking result of Grand Island Northwest. York picking up the impressive win on Northwest the week after Northwest dismantled Aurora. And good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning there, boys. Yeah, that whole thing's gotten a little bit twisted in that district deal. Here we're just cruising along a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's Aurora. And then Aurora came up just 55 points short of beating Northwest, only to find out that Northwest turns around and loses to York. And the thing about York is, you know, Glenn Snodgrass can coach a little bit. He can build a program a little bit. Our friends down the road in Overton, who are for real, by the way, let's get that out of the way, you know, they got a real close look at that over the years. Glenn got him to something like 3 state championship finals, won a championship. And, you know, he's taken the same sort of work ethic to York. And I don't know, living in Central City, we're in the same conference as York, and it seems like over the years York's had its share of athletes. It's just, and they've been good at other sports. It just hasn't necessarily translated in football. And it would appear to me that it currently does. And I'll tell you what, I don't know about anybody else, but I don't see any reason that York won't win again this week beating Aurora. And if they do, that will be one of the great stories of the whole season.
Bob, a team that really kind of has surprised me all year in a real positive way, and I think they had a nice win last Friday, win at home, was Kearney High. I kind of thought going into the season they'd be, you know, number 8, number 10 in the state, somewhere in that area. But Coach Cool's got to move in the right direction. Needs to be the 2, maybe the 3 seed in the tournament when it starts next week.
Yeah, isn't that something, Bush? I mean, just think about that. Didn't know how good Kearney would be this year, maybe 8th in the state. But if you talk about the bar being high, you know, Coach Cool and his staff, we pay homage every week. But the point is, it's deserved. They make the most out of what they have, and this year they've got some good athletes, and they've got the difference maker quarterback. And you know, the thing is, they've been in some big games, and they've won their share. You know, they've obviously gotten beat by what I think is, with each passing week, more and more clearly the best team in Class A. Doesn't mean they'll win it, but Millard North is. I don't think there can be any denying that Millard North is the best team in the class right now, and they are. They seem to be building some momentum, and Kearney's going to make it real interesting for anybody that plays them once we get done with the regular season.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front-row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
Sorry for that. We have a little disconnection there with our internet, and Bob Jensen still with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get into football for this weekend. Bob, where do we have some big games that are really going to have an impact on the playoff standing, on the playoff picture this weekend? What are a couple of those games that we need to be keeping our eye on?
Well, there's a ton of them, but I got to tell you, there, dude, for just a second, I had a flashback to when I was dating in high school. I was the
got
only
hung
one
up on.
Left talking on the phone. But, there's a ton of them. They're all over the place. I guess the game that has my attention is in Class B in Omaha, Omaha Scutt and Omaha Gross. I've seen Scutt play. We've got them rated first. I wrote about this on the web the other day. It's, you know, there's 3 undefeated teams in B, and I guess it's up to you to decide which one you like the most. I like Scutt. I think Scutt's defense is the difference. I think that Scutt's win over Gretna is another one of those victories that just looks better and better and better the further you go. They're doing this all without their best, probably their best player, their best running back, a kid by the name of Ryan McKeever, who had a knee injury in the second game of the season. And Gross is still, you know, they've had some nice wins, but it just feels like they're just a cut below Scutt. And, you know, that's a chance for them to really, you know, make a name for themselves.
The handicap for me a little bit, Class C1, it seems a lot of who might make it to Lincoln has a whole lot to do with where that line's going to be drawn in terms of, you know, you take the teams that make the tournament, the 32 teams that make the tournament, where that line's drawn. Where's Norfolk Catholic going to go? Are they going to be east or west? Where's Boone Central going to go? Do a little early hand, which side some of those major teams are going to be on.
Yeah, that's a legitimate point, Bush. It always is. You know, it always seems like the line falls somewhere around Highway 81. And there's times when there's been a lot of times when Norfolk is on one side of it and Pierce is on the other when they're 14 miles apart. I will say this. That win that Pierce had was very impressive the other night. They beat Norfolk Catholic. They beat them by only a point. And people maybe that don't know the details about that, Norfolk Catholic missed two extra points and lost by 1 point. And I'm telling you, anybody who follows knows that there probably hasn't been a more consistently good special teams kicking game anywhere than at Norfolk Catholic. But it came up short the other night, which now throws the whole thing kind of wide open again. It's really hard to argue with Adams Central. You know, they gave up a touchdown last week. That turned out to be the biggest news in the state. The other touchdown they gave up was on an interception return. And granted, I don't know that they have played the consistent schedule that Norfolk Catholic has. In fact, I'm fairly certain they haven't. But they've dominated the people that they faced. And it's the same thing with Kearney Catholic. They've dominated everybody that's been put in front of them. And so I did touch on that a little bit earlier in the week also on the web, just talking about the East-West balance. I don't know, Boone is really good. Boone is really good, and I'm not so sure that Boone Central Newman Grove might not be the best of that little clatch up there. You know, Pierce, Norfolk Catholic, Boone, you know, throw in Lakeview until last week when Boone blistered him. I just think Boone's really gaining a lot of momentum. And here's something that's kind of, you know, unexpected, pleasant. Newman Grove, a little tiny eight-man school, decides to co-op its football with Boone Central. And they're thinking, well, isn't that cute? We'll be able to bus a couple of the kids over, or, dare I say it, take a van, maybe a station wagon, or just maybe a sedan. I don't know. But the thing is that Newman Grove winds up with three starters in not only three starters in the lineup, but two of them are the guards and one of them is the middle linebacker. So not only has Newman Grove football impacted Boone Central, but it's helped it at a couple real critical positions, places, frankly, I don't think most people would have thought they would have been able to help them. So if you're asking me right now, I wouldn't rule out, and again, depending on where the line falls, I can't imagine that Boone won't go west, which is going to throw them in there with Kearney Catholic and with Adams Central, and then it's going to be up to, it's still, as far as I'm concerned, it's still Norfolk Catholic in the east, and, you know, that Pierce win was a great win, but you just got to look at what Norfolk Catholic had done prior to that game, and it could have won that game, so... you know, some sort of Norfolk Catholic fill-in-the-blank West. I think that's probably still where we're headed.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with Bob Jensen here on our Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's. Come on down for our Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan is on hand to chat about a few things relating to the Huskers and this weekend's game with Northwestern, answer all your questions. I'm kind of getting, Randy, that sense that it looks like Norfolk Catholic will be in the East this year, which I think is a huge relief. But even though they got beat last week, I think everybody still considers them the number one team, even though Adams Central is awesome. Sutton's the number one team right now in the points in Class C2. Blue Hill is right there. Donovan Trumbull, as long as they don't get tripped up by Ravenna, they're going to be in good shape. D1, Arapahoe is leading the way from the Western schools, and Burwell's there as well. And, of course, it all depends on where Giltner falls in this fray. And Bob, are you hearing it? Giltner looks like with some of the some of the games from last week, Giltner's going to end up in the East, which for Shelton and Kennesaw and Bertrand is great, but for Falls City, Sacred Heart, Humphrey, St. Francis, and Giltner, and for the good of D2 football, it's probably not a great scenario if all three are in the East.
Well, it is going to be a shame because two of those schools are not going to make it. Now, I don't know. I'm on record, and I'll stay there, that it's going to take a Herculean effort to sidetrack Giltner. And I just think that, Sacred Heart, I talked with Coach Doug Goltz down there at Sacred Heart. The guy won six state championships in a row back early in his career. And he just told me, he said, you know, this is the best team that we've had, we being them, has had for a long time. They're real fast, and they're not as big as the other two schools that we're talking about, St. Fran and Giltner. But, and they're also that great mystery. You know, you get down that southeast corner, and, you just don't hear much about them. Even as great a program as it is, you don't have a whole lot to compare it to. You know they're going to be good. St. Francis, you know, up there in that meat grinder up in the Northeast, you know they're going to be good. They're always good. And Giltner's just better yet, as far as I'm concerned. As far as the West goes, got to see some of the Kennesaw-Shelton game the other night. I was happy for Shelton. I was happy that Shelton was able to be representative, and not to diminish their standing or anything like that, but let's face it, they got blasted last year, and that, you know, you just wonder what's going to happen this time around. There was a masterful call of that game that I was listening to on the radio, and it seemed like every time I turned around the first half, some guy on the radio was saying, another drop pass by Shelton. And, you know, maybe if you catch one of those in the end zone, you win the ball game. It was that kind of game. And the other thing, my other lasting impression is, watching Tyler Snitzler open it up once he finds a seam, he reminds me of a kid. It just flashed before me. Kid that used to play quarterback down at McCook, a kid by the name of Tony Purvis, who was one of the fastest in football pass players I've ever seen. And it was the same thing the other night. One of the big differences when Snitzler got open, he finished. I mean, he scored. It didn't matter from where he was on the field. That kind of thing plays real well when you get into the playoffs.
Well, Bob, doubleheader of football Thursday and Friday. We'll talk to you again on the Scoreboard Show and a lot of playoffs next week.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, dude. We'll see you guys soon.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. You can always follow him online at huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. Well, as you get into the playoffs, more and more information about maybe teams you don't normally get to see. We are here at Cunningham's. Come on in and enjoy your Husker lunch today. Sean Callahan of here. We'd love to have you come in and see us today. Stop Barry, see what he's got going on today. I know there's some exciting things going on in his line of business as well. Come on out, Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's. Enjoy their special, which is the wings. 8 big old wings for $5, choice of the sauces, or you can order off the menu. Pizza, bacon wrapped shrimp, the skewers, sandwiches, burgers, and a whole lot more. It is here at Cunningham's Journal. The Storm have named their captains, and Sean Callahan will be with us for just a couple of questions before we turn him over to the crowd here right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Need a place for these? Maybe you need a place to put this. Come to the Crossroads. Crossroads Welding. We manufacture portable and permanent buildings and fencing for livestock. Even bucking chutes for rodeos. And we build single and double garages along with utility sheds, all at a competitive price. Crossroads Welding, 2 miles east of Minden on Highway 6. Call 800-807-5002 or visit crossroadswelding.com. From four legs to four wheels, Crossroads Welding can get you a place for your stuff.
The Traeger Grill is the number one wood-selling pellet grill on the market. Some think grilling season is almost over, but you can Traeger year-round. Be the talk of the town when you have your Traeger grill outside smoking ribs while your neighbors have their gas grills tucked away in the dusty garage. Through October 31st, you'll receive mail-in rebates up to $90 with your Traeger purchase. Visit Builders, your local authorized Traeger dealer, for details. Stop grilling, start Traegering.
Builders does it best. Rogers Incorporated, better service.
Step up to the best for less during Rogers' October Savings Event. Save on all Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid appliances, plus no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Ask Rogers for details, upgrade to a Whirlpool top-load washer, and...
electric dryer, now is $648 each. Get the best for less during the Rogers Incorporated October Savings Event, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip quickly. Fix me, can you read the signs? Coming your way to Vegas, dirty, and dreaming of the other side. Save your tears and laughter, because it doesn't matter what you find.
Well, welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show. Wrapping up on Wednesday edition before Sean Callahan takes the microphone here at Cunningham's Journal. Stop by and see the great gang here at Cunningham's, whether it's for our Husker lunch or any other time to watch Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NHL. Oh, wait a minute. NBA preseason. Don't forget to get registered for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the post-end of the year Super Bowl party brought to you by Cunningham's. Everyone that comes into our Husker lunch, you can find out more on that on our website at ESPN Superstation, ESPNSuperstation.com. And joining us to a breakdown 27-14 win over the bye week last week, it's Sean Callahan of Husker Online.
Guys, good morning. How's it going?
Great to see you back again.
Hey, 2 weeks in a row. The wind coming in, it was crazy. I mean, it was like driving through a hurricane.
It caused an accident. You saw an accident on the way into town.
Right on second there, saw a lady T-bone a truck. Looked like everybody's all right, but boom, she was turning left and a truck came right into her.
22nd and second, might want to drive around that part of town right now.
Well, the construction isn't the funnest this time of day anyway.
Speaking of wreck, a lot of
Columbus. They call that a transition.
Yeah, it is. But I guess we'll see what happens with Kane Coulter and Northwestern this weekend. Have you got a sense from Bo and the boys the last couple of practices that you guys were able to get to that they're on the right track, or is the feeling the same as it's been after every loss?
Well, there's definitely an urgency, but a focus level, and you can just sense the anger, that mentality that their backs are against the wall. I mean, no one's overlooking Northwestern. Yes, where a year ago, you could say Nebraska probably overlooked Northwestern, and you know they had just beaten Michigan State. They were 14 or 13 point favorites against Northwestern. They should have just been able, they thought, to show up and beat these guys. It's not going to be that way on Saturday. They know that play a high level of football and a win on the road. I think the one thing about this game, guys, I like is it's not going to be your typical road atmosphere. I expect half. Everything I'm hearing is there's going to be 20,000 Nebraska fans in that stadium on Saturday, and it's going to make a huge difference in helping Nebraska, you know, maybe fight off the lose. You know, where on Saturday at Ohio State a little over a week ago, going against you at night, it's a whole different ball game in those situations where I think this year won't be your traditional big stadium road atmosphere that's given Nebraska problems this year. They've talked about all week are the run fits. Northwestern last year did a good job of, you know, when you're in the spread, run fit, he's got to come and play. Well, Northwestern did a good job of get out of place and make the wrong reads in the run fits. That will be the key stat. You know, the responsibilities of each guy have to be made because when when a quarterback can run like Coulter or Braxton Miller, it gives advantage. You know, instead of giving the defense the advantage, the offense has the numbers advantage because the running back can be a blocker, the five linemen can be a blocker. So then all of a sudden it's a 6-on-6 blocking quarterback that's having to read the block. So for Nebraska, they've got to play the run right and fit in the right holes and read their – do that against Ohio State.
Let me give you the fan question. Why does it always happen? Lost that they get refocused and re-energized and we find out all about these mistakes. So how do you answer everybody that brings that up?
I think for 90 some percent of the teams in the country, that's usually the case. I mean, only Alabama and a couple other teams each week can say that they don't have problems focusing. It's Oregon and Alabama, and they're number one. Has even had their struggles and times this year, and they've been able to grind out wins, but there are very few teams that can just say every week they can come out and win and play. I mean, that's why Alabama is who they are right now because they can consistently do it. I mean, if Bo Pelini can find that with his team, they are going to be at that next level. But it's rare to get there. They're, for whatever reasons, and I think the road atmospheres play a big role, way more than people understand. And going on the road to a place like Ohio State at night, going into the year, I thought that was easily the toughest game on the schedule for Nebraska. Regardless about Michigan and Michigan State were going to be in the preseason, yeah, I knew that was going to be just because of the crowd atmosphere at night. I think there are just a lot of factors that can get your team off kilter, and I think the road atmosphere in college football plays a big factor.
Indiana scored 29 points on them 3 weeks ago, and it's Indiana. I mean, I think a lot of Nebraska fans are kind of licking chops thinking that you have to think that Nebraska's offense is going to be able to move the ball pretty effectively against.
Well, there's no question. Northwestern does not have an elite defense. Nebraska is going to have the advantage in size up front with their O-line. They should be able to physically pound the ball at them, even if Rex Burkhead's only at 80-90%. I think they should still be able to really physically pound the ball. Now, Nebraska is expected to overcommit on the run, whether that means playing an eighth man in the box or even a ninth man in the box. They're going to try to get Taylor Martinez in the running game shut down, put Taylor Martinez in long passing downs, and that's where Nebraska has struggled. So for Nebraska, if North is completely taking away the run or loading the box, they'll have to throw. And Tim Beck's not afraid to do that. We've seen him do it. And the receivers arguably are the best players on this team right now, and Kenny Bell and Anunua and Turner. So I think they will throw if they have to move the ball. But Northwestern got elite defense by any stretch of the
season. All right, Sean, we'll let you get to the crowd here at Cunningham's. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Hey,
have fun in Evanston.
I will. We're staying actually at the Northwestern Team Hotel, and we'll maybe run into those players, but they're taking that pregame nap.
Yeah. No pregame naps for Sean Callahan or Steve Sipple.
Big Daddy took a lot of pregame.
Pregame, postgame, during the game. Sean, have fun. Husker Online, you can find him at huskeronline.com, part of the Nebraska Rivals Network. And baseball today, I think we're going to get a Yankees win tonight.
I think probably are. We'll see CeCe Sabathia, and they'll win it 1-0 because maybe they can scratch out one run, because if it's they need two runs to win, the Yankees may not be able to do it the way they're not hitting the ball right now.
Nebraska will tonight, and outside of that, I think we touched on everything else in the world of sports, so let's wrap things up for another Husker lunch here at Cunningham's. Come on down, enjoy some lunch from Cunningham's, order off the menu, try their wing special, and remember that they are here for you for entertainment on the weekends and to watch all activities, whether it's the NFL or college football or Major League Baseball. Extended happy hours on weekends, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Domestic buckets, only $11 here at Cunningham's Journal. Want to thank our guests, Sean Callahan of Husker Online, Alan Van Cura, Hastings St. Cecilia volleyball coach, Rick Squires, and Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Tomorrow, get us your fantasy football questions. Luke Hoover of RotoWire will answer them all. Week and not many people to pick up. You'll hear from Luke Hoover, and Northwestern football coach Pat Fitzgerald will join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk to the head Wildcat himself. He is one of the really cool guys, great guys in the Big Ten, and he will join us tomorrow as well. Randy, have a great Wednesday.
All right, thank you. It's time to eat.
For our producer engineer Jeff Babel and Randy Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.